The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the last and greatest day of the feast, Jesus stood up and exclaimed, "Let anyone who thirsts come to me and drink. As Scripture says, rivers of living water will flow from within him who believes in me." He said this in reference to the Spirit, that those who came to believe in him were to receive. There was, of course, no Spirit yet, because Jesus had not yet been glorified. The Gospel of the Lord.
Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful. Holy Spirit, show us the will of the Father. Holy Spirit, fill us with the love that heals and sanctifies our world. We should pray to and in the Holy Spirit more often. We are not alone and far away from God. In and through the gift of the Holy Spirit, no, we're always close to God. His will and his love are always with us and showing us the love of the Father. I think one of the most effective and beautiful prayers we have in our Catholic faith is the prayer to the Holy Spirit in just three simple words. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Pray it often. Pray it constantly. It is the Holy Spirit that brings us the sacraments of the Church. From the Father in Jesus Christ and through the power of the Holy Spirit, the sacramental life is offered to us for our salvation. In every sacrament of the Church, there is a calling down of the Holy Spirit in some way. God is always there to assure us that what we use in symbolic form, like water, for example, is bringing about the effect it symbolizes. Like in baptism, there is a cleansing of original sin and all sin. There is a divine adoption that we receive as sons and daughters of God the Father. The Holy Spirit is working through the sacrament to bring the effects into our mind, body, and soul. The Holy Spirit also guides the Church through history. It guards the Church from error, from falling into heresy and apostasy, and from the evil one who wants to divide the Church. In history, this has been a great spiritual battle. The Holy Spirit is always close to his Church. As one great heresy, apostasy, or division has happened in the history of the Church, the Church has always worked to respond and bring unity and clarity to the situation. So like we heard in this first reading, there have been times in Church history where there's been kind of a scattering, and then the Church works to bring us back to unity. This work is always done in and through the power of the Holy Spirit. For example, every great church council throughout history, there's more than one church council in history. I hope you know that the Vatican II is not the only church council that's ever happened in history. There have been many, especially in the early centuries of the Church, and many of them were fighting or they were responding to Christological heresies. People were just not getting or understanding our teaching on Jesus. And that's kind of an important thing to get. And so the church will call a council, and when the bishops of the church gather with the Pope, what they always tend to do is begin and remain and end with prayers to the Holy Spirit, guiding the work of the church with our Holy Father and the bishops and all those who help to bring us back in unity, in one. There is no church without the power of God and the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit challenges and loves us while we remain with Jesus and his church. We are challenged to listen to the voice and will of God for our lives instead of only trusting in ourselves. This tends to not work very well. We want to listen and work in cooperation with the Spirit guiding us. The Holy Spirit enhances our spiritual awareness so we can hear the voice of the Father through our thoughts, our feelings, and our desires. God wants us to trust in his plan, to trust that that plan is better and powerful and will lead us to all truth. In this great relationship with God, we see how much he loves us. The Holy Spirit fills us with grace and consolation. And so the best example, or at least one of the examples that was coming to my mind, I don't know if it's the best example, but the example of what this consolation or experience of the Holy Spirit is like is when you're in the arms, or imagine when you've been in the arms of a loving parent, or just someone that you love and you know loves you. The love and safety and warmth and power of being held by a mother or father, a grandparent or sibling, when your husband or wife loves you and supports you. This is like the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. But it's an infinite love. When we are experiencing the power of the Holy Spirit, God begins to do amazing things. The church calls this the gifts of the Holy Spirit. They begin to be active in our life. The Holy Spirit gives us then often, and throughout the church's life, we see this. The Holy Spirit gives us the power to heal, the power to preach the word, the power to teach the faith, the power to go out and bring the gospel to the world and to convince people that Jesus is the way. Jesus is the only way. The Holy Spirit sanctifies our souls. And the power of the Holy Spirit, sins are forgiven. People are baptized in Christ. Priests are ordained for the church, the Eucharist, Christ's true presence, is given to us to eat. And we are made members of the family of God, the church. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, we become saints. I've asked you this before. Let's see how you respond. Do you want to be saints?
Yes.
Not, it's okay. I mean, it needs to be more enthusiastic. Don't just make me believe it. Make yourself believe it. Do you want to be saints?
Yes.
Okay. better. This is what the Holy Spirit stirs up in us. The desire to be one with God, in and through Jesus, in the power of the Holy Spirit. It's the Holy Spirit that creates within us a true desire to proclaim Christ to the world. We must be witnesses of God's love and truth. The world wants to support and give credence to all kinds of strange and frankly evil things today. Support and credence to evil, to Satan, to false, erroneous teachings, to things that lead us far from God. People are choosing virtual reality and truth instead of truth that comes from Jesus. If in the modern media today, satanic groups are receiving more national support than the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church is constantly being attacked, ridiculed, and persecuted, how can we stand by silent? We must turn to Jesus and proclaim his name. We must choose God. We must choose truth, the teachings of Jesus and his church, and say to Satan and all the evil powers of the world, you have no power. Listen to the teaching on being a witness from our Holy Father, Pope Francis. He said, the Holy Spirit is the protagonist of evangelization. Without the Holy Spirit, we are only an advertising church. Sit with that for a second, by the way. Without the Holy Spirit, we are only an advertising church. You cannot evangelize without witness, the witness of the personal encounter with Jesus Christ, the incarnate Word in which salvation is fulfilled. And if you choose, this is me now, not the Holy Father, but thinking about what he said, if you choose, and I hope you choose, to be a true witness of Jesus Christ, be sure to bring the fullness of truth, the truth of our faith. Don't just bring planned answers. Don't just bring your opinion. Don't just bring yourself alone. Bring your heart, bring your love of God, bring your experience of how God has loved you and saved you. Bring the full love of Jesus Christ. Pray every day, constantly from your heart, come, Holy Spirit. And don't be afraid. Jesus has conquered the world. Jesus has won the victory over sin and death. And so we pray with full confidence. Holy Spirit, send forth your truth and renew the face of the earth. Jesus, we trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.